It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So yesterday, Maury writes me and says, hey, is it wrong that when I'm parking my car, I don't want to get a ticket, so I find another car that already has a yellow ticket on it, and I take it off that car and put it on my car so the parking attendants think that they've already ticketed my car?
Yes, that's wrong.
I was just asking, but I did do it.
Yes.
You did?
I didn't have any money, and I was late.
Poor...
Okay, hold on. It was off a Lexus.
So what?
They have money.
Do you think you're alone in this?
No.
You don't think so?
Not at all. I mean, we all there's always somebody else that does
what we do. You think other people do this? You think other people do this?
No way.
I think that's a rat move, but I don't know.
I don't think anyone has ever done that.
People are rats. Do you guys want to throw some money down? How much money do you owe Mocha, Maury?
Oh,
like $2.
Let's say easily $40. All right.
No.
Let's say easily $40. So you're gonna put $40 up. If Mocha wins, you get to keep the $40 that you
Wait,
already.
How do
owe
I
him.
Win? If somebody.
Yeah. Oh look, I got $40 right here.
We're gonna take. Okay, we're gonna take. Let's say 10 phone calls.
Okay.
And it's either going to be yes, you've done it, or no, it's
and
deplorable.
And be honest,
yeah.
People.
Or
like,
it's going
you
got to
be honest.
So out of those 10 phone calls, we're going to find out who wins if you've done this. What we're talking about, again, is Maury swiped somebody else's parking ticket off his car and stuck it on his own, thinking that it would be a good idea, and he would fool the parking attendants into not giving him a ticket. So we're going to take 10 calls. So up for grabs is the $40 that you owe Mocha, Maury.
And if I win?
Then you don't have to pay him back.
Okay.
So 10 calls is what we're going to take. Majority wins.
Okay.
Damn it, Maury and Mocha. Where did Maury go? We're debating, I guess, ethics and a decent human being. Maury yesterday took somebody's parking ticket off their car and put it on his own so it would trick the parking attendant into thinking that they've already ticketed Maury's car.
Terrible. That's absolutely terrible.
Mocha's reaction was, who in the hell would do something like this? Maury's reaction was, everybody. So,
no.
$40
is up for grabs. I would like to think that Toronto is filled with a lot more decent people.
Well, you know I disagree with that. It's a city of scoundrels, the city.
Dude, when you're late, you got to do what you got to do.
So,
no, you don't. You
we're
going to
take, we're gonna take 10 phone calls. All you got to do is just say yes or no, whether you've done it or not, whether you've swiped somebody else's parking ticket. I swear to God, if this works out for Maury Mocha's head's going to pop off.
Hi, Kiss 92.5. Who's this?
It's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you.
Have you done this before?
I have.
Thanks.
Wow. Okay.
Get out of here.
Call number one is a yes.
Okay.
That's all we need.
Okay.
I really don't think there's anything you can say to make it better, hon.
You've done it. Period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Next call.
That's call number one.
Thanks for listening.
That's one for Maury.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Hi, Kiss 92.5. What's your name?
Hey, Patrick.
You ever done it?
I haven't done it, but I have friends that have. And at school, they got their cars towed because it's the same person that comes around ticketing you. And they know that they've already ticketed you before.
No, but so that's
okay.
Yes.
So you're a no, but you know people.
I'm a no.
That's
I know
still a no. That's one for Mocha. Thanks,
right,
bro.
Thanks, dude. Hi, Kiss 92.5. Have you done it? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, many times. Oh, my
yes! What the hell? There are some despicable
anybody who says they've never done it is a damn liar.
I knew it.
All right, bro.
Hi, Kiss 92.5. Who's this?
This is Tanya.
Tanya, please restore my faith in the good people of Toronto.
You ever done it?
Oh, yes, I have.
All right, Tanya.
Hi, Kiss 92.5.
Yes, I've done this thing before.
All right, bro. Thanks.
How many?
Yeah,
what
okay,
are we at
keep
right
going.
Now?
Keep going. I'll tell you. This is call number six right now.
Hi, Kiss 92.5. Yes or no?
No, but would love to.
Thank you.
You should not be proud of that one, Mocha, but I'll mark her as a no.
Hi, Kiss 92.5. What's your name?
Dina.
Dina, have you ever swiped somebody else's parking ticket to put on your car?
Never, but I would do it. I would totally do it. What a good idea. Brilliant.
Okay,
thank you.
No, it's not.
I'm brilliant.
We're not throwing out ideas here.
You know why? I've been done wrong one too many times from the parking enforcement.
Dina, you are no with an asterisk beside it.
I love you.
Also, please don't ever call Maury Brilliant ever again.
Brilliant. I love it.
Okay.
Thanks, honey.
Hi, Kiss 92.5. What's your name?
Claudio.
Claudio, have you ever swiped somebody else's parking ticket, put it on your windshield just to avoid not getting a ticket?
So dirty. You can't even trust that guy.
Hi, Kiss 92.5.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You ever done it?
No, but I had actually found a ticket on my car, and I was like, what is this? And somebody actually handwrote their my license plate number on it.
Thank you. Hi, Kiss 92.5.
Hi, I'm calling about the parking ticket.
Oh, this guy totally has. Yeah. Totally. You ever done it?
Oh, yeah, but I've used my own.
No, but you have, right?
Yeah.
That counts.
That can't count if he said he used his own. He used his own parking ticket somewhere else. That doesn't count. You have to swipe somebody else's ticket.
No, you can't do that.
Okay, then you're a no.
Right?
This is a tight race right here.
Okay, what do we have?
We're down to the last call right now. Right now, the no's are winning. So if we get a yes, then it's a complete tie up the middle. And then we got to go to the tiebreaker.
Oh.
Hey, Kiss 92.5, who's this?
Hey, my name is Mike.
Mike, yes or no, have you ever taken somebody else's parking ticket, put it on your own car to avoid getting a parking ticket?
I haven't, and I think it's genius, and I might try it.
Okay, then that's an asterisk, though. That's an asterisk.
That's an asterisk. That doesn't count.
No, of course it counts.
No.
Because he said he's never done it.
No, but he would do it.
Would you trust somebody that said, I've never killed somebody, but man, I'd love to. It's a great idea.
This does not count.
Thank you. Hi, Kiss 92.5, yes or no?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay, so there we go.
So now it's tied. What's your name?
Phil.
Phil, thanks. Okay. You despicable human being.
Pounding. Okay. I need to win
this. We need to figure out how this is going to, how we're going to do this now. And also, you people need to be punished. So we'll come back and we'll take one more phone call that's going to wind up being the toe breaker, because right now, Maury and Mocha are at five apeach.
All up in your peach.
So we got one call left here. Damn it, Maury and Mocha took 10 phone calls to find out who has in the city and who hasn't. The question was, have you ever taken a parking ticket off somebody else's car and stuck it on your own car to not get a ticket and to avoid paying for parking? Because that's exactly what Maury did yesterday. Mocha thinks it's absolutely despicable behavior. I think it's funny. Maury says the majority of people in the city have done it. Mocha disagreed. We took 10 phone calls. It's 5-5. 5 yes, 5 no. So this is it. This is the toe breaker right here.
Here we go. This is it. For all the marbles, $40 up for grabs. Kiss 92.5, what's your name?
Susie.
Susie.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Tell us about yourself. Are you married?
No.
Okay. You have any kids?
No.
You're professional?
I am.
What do you do for a living?
I do accounting.
You college graduate?
Yes.
How much money do you owe in debt?
I don't feel comfortable giving that information.
What kind of car do you drive?
Like roughly. Like a couple credit cards, department store card, gas card, that sort of thing?
One credit card.
What kind of hoopty you got?
A Jetta.
Okay. Now think about your answer. Before, you think this girl's going to say yes?
I think there's no way she's going to say yes.
Oh.
Listen to her voice.
Okay.
Listen, she's all proper. Okay.
Before you give your answer, Susie.
Yes?
Damn it, Maury owes me $40. If he wins this, he gets to keep the $40, so we just wipe the slate clean.
Yeah.
If he loses, he's got to pony up.
Okay.
So, Susie, have you, yes or no, ever swiped somebody else's parking ticket, put it on your own windshield, just to avoid A, paying for parking, and B, actually getting a parking ticket? Like, have you ever tricked the parking authority?
I have not, and never even crossed my mind.
Yeah!
You are no longer welcome on this show.
Wow. Susie, thank you so much for restoring my faith in some of the fine folks here in Toronto.
Glad to do it.
Wait, let's take one more call. Let's take one more call.
Have a good day.
You too.
One more.
Maury, $40. Son.
One more call.
No, 40. I want my 40.
Just one more for humor.
Nope.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.